Yes, you have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How have
you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
How
are you children of God? Are you well? Let me see you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can greet for us your neighbor. Wish them the best.
You ask one
better thing, which is just like
a thing. Wish them the if.
Amen.
Yes, we ever see you.
Praise Jesus.
So Amanya much.
And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Apostle, and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for seeking God. And you've not thought from elsewhere, but as we read the letters he sent for us in his holy book, and would teach us, as explains where we came from, and how we shall get back. And wrote it best thing in heaven and sent for us.
Which
we've come to move on to understand and to know within his holy book. We are going in a journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The journey of heaven is your journey yourself.
And
every person who has ever passed under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
a journey showing us how we came on this world. How we shall go where we came from in heaven. Philippians 3:20 says that our home is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in 1 Timothy 6:7, and he tells us, we brought nothing on this world,
and
we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We wouldn't bring, we came from somewhere. And we are right on the way. Our forefathers like Abraham. In Hebrews 11. Verses 6-16. They thought for the city of their home. That they can go back home in heaven. Praise Jesus. But Apostle Peter, as the Holy Spirit was in him. He spoke in his first letter. 1 Peter chapter 1, that we are strangers on this world. Now we are on our way. What we can advise you on this way, you kiss the Son that you don't get lost in the way. You welcome Christ with your entire heart. He speaks in Psalms 2, verses 10 to 12, that kiss the Son that you don't get lost on the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we are in the way of salvation. We came from heaven. We must get back there. But there is our enemy, the devil, who's put schemes on the way which make us get lost. And he's gotten the way of salvation. And he's narrowed it so much. The way back to heaven. Its knowledge has gotten so narrow that we have not not. And the way to destruction has gotten broadened.
Which
leads us to hell and the lake of fire. That are the actions done under the sun.
All
the acts which are not of the kingdom of heaven. That's why we are requested. The way we are to join in the kingdom of heaven. To begin to do what is done in heaven, we do it on earth. Although we are on this world, but we are not of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it's the journey of heaven you hear of. Even though God moved it to me from 2005. 2011. He moved it for my sake and your sake. It's to remind you of it. And the journey of heaven is a book of remembrance.
And remind
you where you came from and how you came on this world. And what can you do to go back there?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
journey of heaven moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 unto 2011. It was moved through the Bible you're holding. It's to say the images you see here, they are not for being worshipped, but they demonstrate you the written Bible, putting it in the images that you understand it. For when you read it, you harden to understand it. But John of Heaven moved through the Bible. It reaches you every space and place where the thing written off is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why it was moved through the Bible, to show you every place where things are. And we too are to show them in the Bible. Our spiritual transports involve the trance, the dreams, the vision, the Urim and the Azotah and the Thummim. Those are spiritual transports we studied. But we've reached far in this journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We already passed the door of heaven, you see. And we entered the city of God. We passed the northern door. And we went in the first created heaven. The one you see the other end at this end.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we are in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
But
main heading we studied much of. It's the lake of fire, which begins from the golden altar of God. It's in the midst of the Kelvin, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We've studied much. And we studied the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture, and the judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we study judgment, we are on the lake of fire.
It
begins from the golden altar of God. The
areas
of studying these things has been much.
We
passed through many things to reach there. Reaching to see what will happen on the day of the Lord as we head for judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we saw the valley of Magadon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Where the heaven of the rim below will get to be emptied. And there's no sun, neither moon, even no stars, and all the planets will be normal. That valley of Magadon, the devil expects to fight the Lord will come on the door of heaven. Something we saw which is very hard.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It means when we started God's altar, we shifted from the first heaven and we came in the rim below, in our planet where we are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that, we moved on to see where the armies of the devils are formed. Those which have been gathered ever since Adam fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we discovered places known as Gog and Magog.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
one who is far, we shall get a bigger image, you'll see.
Gog is the
planet Earth where we are.
It's
a very small planet.
I don't
know where the image is. Praise Jesus. But Gog is the planet Earth where we are.
Magog.
Magog is the outside planet Earth. Involving the kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon. Even the other 9 planets besides our planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we've seen within Gog 2 things there.
Maybe for Bibiri,
or 2 places where armies of the devils are. You must fight so much not to appear in those places. Every time you stay in those places, you are among the armies of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The first place
underground,
known as underground or under the ocean.
We saw
everything down there, the fallen angels.
And
people who have condemned with the devil under the ocean. The weapons they have manufactured. And they are waiting to fight the Lord Jesus. They have corrupted many prophets and many pastors. And he sent them in the church to join them in the armies of the devils.
Now,
many prophets and apostles go under the ocean. And they condemn with the fallen angels. And they are with Jezebel. They have manufactured missiles, some they are called Lucifer. Others are called Satan. Even on the internet, when you log on, you see the missiles.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
we are still explaining the second place found on the earth, where there are the armies of the devils. And that place is known as the world of darkness. The world of ignorance. And the world on people within have no wisdom of God. They have no understanding of God. And they don't know the counsel of God. Not even the power of God.
And
know the knowledge of God.
Those
people have no fear of God.
They
are kept on the dry land of the entire world. On the dry land. You know, they have been put in the world of darkness. They don't know where they came from and where they are going. They know they come from the womb. I don't know where they will go after.
They
don't know where they came from heaven and where they passed to come. They don't know there. And these are one beginning churches. We don't cause you know where you came from, where you're going.
They give
you issues of eating and drinking cars. You go abroad, come back. Those are miracles put to the children of God. Yet we have to know where our Father is. How did we come to be on this world?
Now
we've seen much on the world of darkness.
Whom
God of this age, the devil blinded the eyes of the understanding. But God saved us, took us from the kingdom of darkness. And took us to the kingdom of his Son. When he passed through the light of knowledge. The light of knowledge. That's why he said, though you in the world, no more of the world. Already we've gotten light of our home where we came from. And how we can get back there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
the root of this darkness
is
what we are looking onto now. This root, we name the heading onto this. The darkness the devil put on the garden of God and what happened there. The realities which happened in the garden. And we have been seeing many things. Here was the root of the darkness. The world of ignorance. Where the devil confuses us, we're going to open our eyes. Yet we are going to get blinded.
Yet
we no more know anything in this life. And we need to be taught.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
we've seen much. We saw where the Garden of Eden is found. What proves that? The fruits we ate of. And what tree? How we died, and what kind of death, how a body of heaven was removed from us,
and
we ended up in the body of flesh. We've seen the battle, enemy, which God had put in place saying, we have to fight the devil, and the devil shifted it among human beings. And we began to fight our own God, and we passed through Cain and Abel. That's how we began to fight as human beings.
But
in the entire world, we had to look for the devil.
He's
the one we are to manufacture weapons for. For even spiritual weapons to fight with him spiritually.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
we're here to see many things. We reached to see yours and here we pass through. The darkness which was put. Let me tell you, God gave us punishments in the garden.
But
the devil made them to be part of our lives. Part of our lives.
We got used. okufuna okuzaro ozalira mbu ofuna
muruto to give birth is a pastor pain
olufuna mu bulumi
when you get pain
ozalira mu bulumi
give birth in pain
enge bibona irezo
but those are punishments
ensi
the world
eno okumira amagwa
has to grow thorns
ebino yobi ali bibonerezo
those two were punishments
omuntu okulya muntu uyo
man to eat
ali bibonerezo
was a punishment
era baba dot wasomye namwe
you were here we studied
kama na gamanti yali anyize ko katoro
go see that God angered the ritual
ate finito yongera dalo ko lebi
we moved in deeper into evil sinning
na tubulira anti yatuita fenna bako ina bazito
we told us he called us who were wearing burdens
tukomewo jali
that we get back to him
niti twatigira twai tukoye
but we didn't know we had gotten weary of what
iranga tuzito
and we are burdened of what
kati abato abaddewo
now you wasn't here
mugena funa message yezo
going to get those messages
mugero funa omusana
and to get more light
muve munsi ekizikiza
get from the world of darkness
muingire munsi eyo musana gwe kigambo cha
katonda enter in the world of the light of the word of
god
of the kingdom of god
kubanga muyete muli muwadde ekizikiza
in him there is nothing like darkness
musana mwerere gwa kumanya na kutegeera
only light of knowledge and understanding
yavayo gina ndi obulamu obutagwao
that's why he says eternal life
gwe kumanya katonda omu wa mazima
it's not the one true god
ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma
in Christ Jesus is saying
ruwa lero
today
tugenda soma ku kigambo okuva mu nfufu okuda mu nfufu
to study of a word coming from dust and going back to dust
tugenda kijja ke kizikiza
we are going to take off the darkness which is on it
kubanga amazima satani
for the truth the devil
yabuza abuza anti godda mutaka we nawe nanga botudda
that you deceive that the whole of you get back to the dust as you see it there
ninga atombiri gwe godda mutaka
yet the body is what gets back in the dust
ira nolwalira abantu baluuza babazika omutaka
even the people see they are being buried in the grounds
kizikiza ekyo tugenda kijjako
we have to take off the darkness
oyawule ani adda mutaka nani gwo gendayo mubiri
you separate who goes back to the dust is it you
your omoyo gogulaga wasinga obera tulongoseza nsobi ezaliwo
and where does your spirit go if you don't align mistakes which happens
akubuli eteri muntu gwe twali tuziise
let me tell you no human beings we have ever buried
tuziise amasati gabantu manje
buried many human shards
tuziise ebyambalo byaba
buried clothings of people
ninga abantu babira bagenze
but the real people have gone elsewhere
yes
praise Jesus
abamunga tebazeyo na munsi yewa
others have not gone back to their home country
ninga babulide mugeera
but they have gotten lost within hell
so wali wechizikizao
now there is a darkness there
amadini gachi kuata nyu
religions captured it so much
simanyi uvune muchogera
mu you came from dust you go back to dust
ani ava mu dust
who came from the dust
omubiri
is it the body
omoyo
or the spirit
ejo najoka tukinyonyoke
let's get explained of that
kubanga kirudde mitwe jabajja
taken long in the heads of your poor fathers
naroko katanna kakasa obage na muguru oba chichi
then the one born again they are not proving whether they go to heaven or what
kubanga oroko kana yingo kaya ndiye bagendo kuzika
you get saved but you fight for where you're going to be buried
bagenda zika gwe mubiri
they going to bury you or the body
wanenno omuntu watanonyereza
here is where you
are kuza ati okutegera jiyavane jagenda
kuda not search to see where to seek where they came from and where they went back.
Kiraga,
for darkness shows.
Tibagenda kuzika.
They are going to bury you.
Atandika mulubiri bitu tutandisa olunno.
We begin now.
Twaga tukoyeseda chika za fenebwe zina abana.
We want to use our minutes though there will be 40.
Ngana yetu zijemwe chinyusi.
But when we've gotten something out of them.
Oliokove munsi ekizikiza.
And you get from the world of darkness.
Esingani wa mugogi.
Which is found within Gog.
Omuli amajega satani.
Where do we find the armies of the devils?
Agati agalwani sakatonda buli runaku.
Those which fight God every day.
Eranga gali ndiro runaku uliyo rukuru.
And they are waiting for the great day.
Ubirebire sura ya kusatu.
Genesis 3.
Onyule 19.
Verse 19.
Lubereberie esule yokusatu onyerwa 19.
Genesis 3 from verse 19.
Muntu uyo ezo mumasogo monolirange mmere okutusa loli damutaka. Kubango mumewajibwa.
Ani?
Who?
Adamu.
Adam
mubiri.
All the body.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus.
Ani adamutaka.
Who goes back to the ground?
Omubiri.
Is it the body or the spirit?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Tugenda kuba tukyawula
olwaleero. We're going to separate this today.
Era okigende buziba nnyo.
And you'll go deeper in it.
Otegere.
And you understand.
Nti Adam nga ye.
Adam as him.
Si yali Adam utaka.
He wasn't the one to go back to the dust.
Era sigwe Eva.
And it's not you the Eve.
Nayo mubiri gwajibwe.
But the body was gotten from the dust.
Yego ino okudda.
It has to go back there.
Wabula omwoyo gwo.
But the spirit itself.
Koze chani kwa chigamba gudda yeri akola chi.
The scripture says it goes back.
Yeri agugaba.
To the one who gives it.
Bamekaba chijukira.
Who remember that?
Nga tuli batonno.
How are we a few?
Penna fenna badenga twandi batuchi. Twandi badetu chimanya.
Would know that.
Mubulizime kabiri.
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7.
Mubulizi esula ya 12 olunyiriro lwo musanvu.
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mutaka ngabwe yali. Omwoyo negudde eri Katonda yagugaba.
Kati ebintu biri bibiri.
Now there are two things.
Enfufu nedda mutaka.
The dust
ngabwe yali.
Just as it was.
Naye omwoyo.
But the spirit.
Negudde eri agugaba.
It goes back to the one who gives it.
The
question is, does it reach or it doesn't
reach?
Or there is a condition where we were chased from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they
say,
when someone is dying,
temukaba,
you don't weep and cry for their dying. But the problem,
they've
not gone back to their home country. Now what the devil did is this. Who goes to the ground and who goes to heaven? And do they really reach?
Well,
there's a condition of not reaching.
And you've
died our relative. And we are weeping for that. And we say, let's escort them to hell. All we speak is full of darkness. Who are we escorting to hell? And where is the hell itself?
Now,
the world of darkness we speak of. People
are
in it speaking things they don't understand. Who are in church, they are still in the same world. If they speak things with darkness in them. And there's nothing like knowledge in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he speaks in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 22, verse 10.
Yeremia esula ya 22 olunyiriri lwa 10.
Jeremiah 22 verse 10.
Temukabira mazigo yafa so temumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amazigo yagenda kubanga tachadda nate so taliraba nsi yewaabwe.
Kati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Omubiri bagulesewa.
They have left the body here. That is the dust. And
we
have put in the ground.
All the
bones have been destroyed, get back to dust as they were. But it's not you, it's gone on the ground. There is what I said. But the problem,
gone
back to their home country. My children, you in the world, not reached home.
You
weep, they have gone to hell. We say,
why
oh God, he has left us so much. Let's go them to hell. We are going with him. Even they will pray for them, come.
We escaped
our brethren to hell. Now, all are in the world of darkness, you see that.
When
you sing the songs.
Sibula omuddu wake
ende mirembe. Your servant to go in peace.
Babera bamusibudde dda bamusibula kati.
They already sent him, they're sending him in that moment.
Omanyaba abantu abefunde banaddini
yabo. People claim to be religious.
Be bakulembeddemu nekizikiza mu nsi muno.
Let darkness in this world.
Kubanga balinganga abantu womusana kumbe batuongera mu kizikiza.
They give us light, they push us deep in darkness. Now salvation. Where would have gotten light? We are in
power.
There is power.
Dago.
It's coming. Coming. You hear that? All of them in the world of darkness. Remember God is light. And in him there's nothing like darkness.
It
you have God, where do you have darkness of ignorance in you?
You know
that? That is not easy. In him there's nothing like darkness. He is the light. If you are in the world of darkness, you are an enemy of God. If God is that of people who don't know,
it
the future of the world. It makes them wise, give them knowledge. That's why it's made us like that. We had gotten foolish with knowing nothing. When you find us on the way speaking, you may think we are professionals in knowledge. speak random and words don't finish in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't weep for the dead.
No, again.
And the one who goes. But cry for one thing.
Let me
tell you, the one who has gone is the late reality. Problem, they have not gone back home. Because of one reason. When the devil proved you at this body, and you worked on your body, and you forgot yourself.
No,
to iron your shirt when you've not aligned yourself. You ironed that shirt. And you think you're going back in the ground. People have refused to accept God. Other people go back to the ground.
Yet
another confusion is like this. We escorted them in hell. And they left hell, they have come back on the heads of the living.
Now,
that is the devil playing those games. Take your relative. If they reached heaven, they're in hell. Now there is a devil in the middle. He's fallen angels. They come on the heads of the living. I request you give me a cow. Yet they didn't leave the cow there on earth. You see the devil there. And we live there.
But
if you are in church, but we don't understand clearly.
Who
goes in the ground, who goes to heaven?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Omoyo.
The spirit, it comes from heaven.
And
it's put in its mother's womb. And they cover it with flesh and bone.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the problem, the one they bring, we don't know him or her. They bring them at what time? We find the mother's stomach. You know me too, I'm about to give birth. The stomach is...
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
problem, the darkness we have.
Here.
You, they bring you when? And who sees? And there we give up.
And we say,
perhaps God creates you in the womb. That's your beginning. We heard
in Jeremiah 1 verse 4
to 5. And God speaks like this. Let's read there and we hear.
Yeremia sura soka olinyoro kutano.
Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yeremia sura soka olinyoro kutano.
Tuakuna nuru
from verse 4.
Yeremia sura soka olinyoro kuna. Awe chigambo kya mukama ne chinjijira. Nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya.
Nakumanya
da. I knew you long time.
Mukama wammanyira
wo. Lord, where did you know me from?
Nchize nga sina kutekeyo mu lubuto.
Before I put you the womb.
Walinga eno jeni.
You were where I am now.
Ndi mukama nedda.
Lord, no.
Nchize natandikira mu lubuto.
I began in my mother's womb.
Kubanga tedi yalaba ngonde.
For no one saw you bringing me. But we have angels who bring spirits within the womb and put you in after 7 days. If the man meets with a woman and they are worthy to give birth and they bring the spirit, put it there. Now the aspect is right there. Oh, darkness. How do they bring you in this world? No one such as this knowledge. You carry what you carry, you don't know where it's come from. Because who are carrying children now here. This time you know where they have come from.
But
our mothers, they carry what they never knew where it came from. Look at how human being moves in this world. But the Lord Jesus said that what it does, it divides two. It divides you into two.
It takes
this portion, it gives you your portion. He divides us in two. Let's read this together.
Matayo abiri munya tano mwe.
Tusome. Awunno.
Now that's nice.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
If you want, come be
with banga. Been in scriptures for some time now.
But program, because chawa ni kwachi.
Which scripture you speak back?
Aso bango chikaka.
If you are sure.
Amina.
Mm-hmm.
Matayo sura ya 2 mwenya onyolo atano
mulumu. Matthew 24:51.
Ali mutema mwe bitundu bibiri.
Dako ko waguru katono.
Matayo sura ya 2 mwenya onyolo atano.
Matthew 24:50.
Mukama w'omuddu oyo alijira ku lunaku lwatali lindiriramu ne mu kiseera kyatamanyi. Alimutemamu ebitundu bibiri. Alimuwa omugabo gwe wamu ne bannanfuusi. Mwe muli b'okukaaba n'okuluma obujiji.
Eyo mugeyena ne mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
That is hell and lake of fire.
Bwe batabana bakujja wano ku
nsi. Before they take you from this world,
bakwawuzaamu emirundi emeka.
They divide you into parts.
They
clothe in your clothes.
Now we
and you who came in the clothing. That is the spirit. Who type?
It
leaves us a portion. And we begin to weep. They have died so much. And they have already met elsewhere. And you think it's
wrong?
If you are evil, when you get from the planet they hate you to hell, it's found in the kingdom of the stars. You are there in the prison. You are waiting for the day of judgment. When they will bring you the city that will judge you there. But the saints, when they are divided two parts, they are taken in the Jerusalem. Right now, many of our colleagues are up there. When we reach that city, I found the saints there in a very good life. I never wanted to come back.
But
I had to come for them, not taking me to live there. I had to get back, finish my works, and then go back.
And
I live there to wait for you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But the truth is this. I hear ash for ash. Dust for dust.
Ani.
Who goes to the dust?
That
is the world of darkness.
Here.
This world and the major things we have on this world. But we don't know them. I don't know how we fight on our own.
For
even to fight for what you don't understand, that has become a serious problem.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. Because of that, brethren, don't think of yourself to be that body.
And
we tell you this is just a cloth.
This
is the tent you are just clothed with it.
Anytime
you're going to unclothe it, but it's threatening also.
If
you before not clothed with the body from heaven, God is not going to take an empty, naked spirit. He wants you when you have clothed a body from heaven. Now listen. A born again. You don't know a body from heaven. You think it's you here. When they unclothe you from the body. For that tent you have to unclothe it. Now we got saved. And
you
remained in the world of darkness. Perhaps you never got saved. And you
are
where will I be buried? You came on this world to bury you or to bury the body.
Now,
get from the world of darkness. This time when you get saved,
no,
you have to unclothe that clothing. And you clothe the body of home. Before they come to unclothe you of that body. Because when it comes, it divides us in two.
It's like a coat
takes off the skin, puts aside. When he finds you not with the body of heaven, there's nowhere you are heading. You know that very well.
1 Corinthians 15:15.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven it can never inherit. I don't know now. When you got saved, you thought in heaven you're going to appear there how? Maybe you two have Muslim mentality. You're going to be marrying
Satan.
Now look at the devil. Let me tell you one thing. That religion is of the devil. And if they call me proof, it's of the devil. Now,
Mugutu kena kubanga ba
malaika. In heaven we are going to be like angels.
Boba gena gena na ebitundu
bya. They're going to go with their parts to marry there.
Atenga te bawasa mukazi
woman but 70.
Kali katonda alyo kabere ku mudido.
God will be there watching foolishness.
We
don't abuse the foolish things the devil brings in this world. And he put people deep into the darkness of ignorance.
Now,
a Catholic who is so dead. All religions are dead. This is not abusing. If they don't tell us where we came from,
and
how we can get back, it means they are dead. And you speak things without fault. You are dead. They are having just a name. Revelation
3:1.
They have a name of being alive and a dead
body.
You think you are abusing here. Maybe you are joking on your life. You have not realized it. When you fall in hell, you realize you have to fight for your life. Now we no more joke with life. When you fall in hell, you fall there once all your days. The angel of the rain takes him, take the rain other side. Who remembers the scripture? Revelation. Tell him to take the rain elsewhere. The angel of the rain. Take the rain to where people want to dig. It will go. Let's get back on track.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. This is what we lived in throughout. We are like that.
Amen.
If we don't familiarize God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But brethren, as we are in this tent, this is the cloth. This is what goes in the ground. Due to spirit, you have to get back home. But the Father says, do you think they have come back home? They have not reached their home country. Why? They first realize who they are. Me, as I began the journey of heaven, because I was from the body, and I would stand out of the body, and I look at my body like that. I try to touch it, and I'm just sitting it down. When I came back in the body, I went to the people.
And
I told them, who am I?
Me,
I need know that. Who am I? Why do you ask us such a question? I saw myself standing at this board of mine is down there. I said, but who am I?
Maybe
I have something wrong with myself. And he didn't explain me. I told him, now you who are you? You too, you may get from that body. And I went to the old people. Woman, she was 83 years I went to.
And
it was a bit related to her. I asked her, Jaja, grandmama, who are you? Who am I? I am Nalulunji. Beautiful. This was her name. Beautiful. I looked at her.
Thought
she knows the secret that they are within the tent, the body, but they are not the body. Old lady never knew herself. When I came
back,
I said, Lord, what is this you're doing to me?
He
told me wisdom is not in the gray hair. Wisdom is with me.
Whoever
lacks it, let him ask, I'll give it. And there was no old person
knowing
themselves, yet they have spent many years on the world. We start as if it's a joke. Go out to ask the people. And you get in your mirror and you see yourself. I am looking good, but you've never seen yourself.
You are
on a cloth, you're praising your clothing. Adam was made, they covered him with the body.
But
his spirit was gotten from heaven. Now it means, when they say that you go back to dust, they were speaking with the body, and they never spoke of your spirit. You have to understand that.
So no, you go take your mutaka. Take your chiviri, chiviri.
The ground, put their body to be
now,
the ground. Don't waste your time. Problems are on people's heads. I have to weed my father's graveyards. Who tells you they are in the graveyards? If you dig away the fall, but you're not digging for someone there. Now they say we shouldn't weed our graveyards. Yeah, just weed that the grass shouldn't appear in the graveyards.
We would have to burn the dead body.
For even our ground is being finished.
But it's not important.
When you raise, you'll be given a new body.
That's
why it speaks 1 Corinthians 15. 38 to 45. What is sown in the ground, it doesn't come with its body. The one you have sown in the ground, it comes with a new body. Even the resurrection is like that. Don't
hear
they're going to give you back that body of yours. What about the ones which are no more in the ground?
Wanji? Hali tugambe baba zike miaka mitwaro 10
years back.
Wacha aliya magombe yomutake.
There are still bones in that ground.
Gagwa oda ne kafuka mu
munga. And they became soil.
Banadira mubiri.
They will come back with me with yes, bodies. Praise Jesus.
Ayogera mbakolise choku bidesule yokutana.
Speaks in 2 Corinthians 5.
Ndoza ye malaika yenkuba yamaze. Omanyi olumu mubiera bila akola ne mwera bila.
Sometimes it works, you forget it.
Amen. Second
Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti, obange nyumba ya feyen sisire yomuse ya vizibwa. Tuline ya zimbi weveri katonda. E nyumba etazimbibwa na mikono. Eye mirembe ne mirembe. Eyo mugulu.
Tulina, but not to ereze
ba. You have to send us the one from heaven. Even though we are in this tent, which was given us from the ground, yet we grown best in this one, that we are clothed the one from heaven. Don't hold on the body that it's you. And don't think you're going to go back to the ground with a body.
Yes.
That darkness in the entire world on him. And they think they are the ones who are buried.
No
one they have ever buried. When you get from the body, that's when you can realize that. Everyone who checks from the body, they have realized how the world appears.
You
first get from it and you say, my God, everything which has been on the world has been lying to me. The body we are within it. We are aligned to clothe the one from heaven. For where we came from, we have
to
be given a body from heaven where we came from, which is like of the angels.
Lest
we are found when we are naked.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba,
and he says, let's get out of our blindedness we are on.
And
we see as if we've clothed yet not. For you don't know yourself. The body you clothe is not a real cloth.
It's
just for a moment. Yet you are an eternal person. Do you know that you are everlasting?
If
they throw you in hell, you live there forever. You understand yourself, brethren. You are forever. That's why in the lake of fire, they will make you forever still. We in heaven were to outlive there forever. God created the spirit and he got it from himself. And he is an everlasting God.
So
that's what he took from himself. It's forever.
But
it's going to cause it to be in the lake of fire to live forever there. Don't hold on your body. It's the deception of the devil. The world of darkness. Where he's kept them who are fighting their gods. Praise Jesus. You are forever. And he wants it in Revelations. Revelation 3:16. Revelation 3:16.
Bwechitio, kubango linechivugu umirize, soto nyogoga, soto buguma. Ndi kusese mamuka mwakange. Kubanga oyogeranti, ndi mugaga.
Akati wetutu kakunsi.
When you reach the world,
titani natuwebio, netubeira wonga, akulese tulietu
niwe. It left us eating, drinking.
Omayinda tida nyokutubu za buza kumusonge.
It really makes us get lost in those issues.
Mayumba netzimba.
And the houses we build.
Na atupaka santi, tutusibuka kasozike.
Proofs we originate from mountains of different places.
And
we build roads, name them after ourselves. And we think we are to live there. But nothing.
And
we begin to say that now you think if you are in your throne, have you seen that I need of anything? Most of these who do this, they have gotten, are the ones who have gotten some money.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
And
they said we need not of anything. Tell them a word they never expected.
Revelation
3:17.
Mm-hmm. Soto manyingo limuna kugwe.
He told them you. You think you have money on the world?
There
is no money, no house you're having. Even the body of clothing is just for a moment. You are naked. You are so poor. For the rich man found himself in hell. In Luke 16:19-25. Has he reached hell? Did he have any possession? Has he reached there?
The body
he was cleaning, he had it not.
They
put him in a body like of a sack. And bones have just been packed within it. You know, to pack you, to pack a spirit in the sack of bones.
And
they would have given you a body prepared well. But they give you the one which appears like a sack. And they have packed bones within it. They themselves pierce your suffering. But you
are
not clothed the body while still on the world. You claimed you are that body. And you're going to get back to the dust and ground.
Let's
drink and you drank. And you sinned. When
you
take you from that body, you realize you never got in back in the ground. Revelation 3:17.
He
told them you are so wretched.
You don't know where you came from
and where you're going. He find a world of darkness. They have
fast
houses, yet they are blind.
They
don't know where they are coming from and where they are going. And they have a saying, they will bury me where my forefathers were buried. That is the chaos they do. Now, when they get from the body, they realize that their forefathers are no more in the grounds. What a threat, no dead comes to warn their other colleagues. Fallen angels are the ones who come on the heads of the living. They don't want any person. For they were chased from heaven. Now to warn you that you make it back there.
Yes, we
praise
yes.
Jesus.
If
they were the real dead of
ours,
you listen to the dead person in Luke 16:19.
Go
warn my brothers on the world. They should they come in this place. But these dead who come on the hills of the living confuse us. My child, the tree has penetrated me. Where you buried me. Have you come with it here? Don't go back then. The wind is blowing on me where you buried me. Why
do
you go back if you've come? You are the devil playing on people. Makes you think you buried your relatives in the ground. The drainage is washing me off. Don't go back if the drainage is washing you off. We on the world, will they help us?
When
the house is leaking, you go and tell the neighbors that the house is leaking. You work on your roof or shift.
Munyambe
me and unbury me, you buried me. Who did we bury?
Did we bury
your spirit or the body?
The
foolishness in the shrines. The demon is not there to speak.
Why the gamma the moon?
Why the say, don't bury me? I refuse. Give me my dead body. Is there anyone living the body when they want it? Why don't they urge you and who hinders them to get back in that body we are burying? That is the world of darkness. People are doing things, fighting God every day.
Revelation 3,
verse 17.
Era omwavu, era omuzibe w'amaaso ali obwerere.
N'obwerere bambi
nakedness, they are naked.
Okimanyi nti Katonda oli abo.
You know you are right there.
Oli batoyambadde mubiri gwa muggulu, alaba toyamba.
A body from heaven, God sees you naked.
Alaba ng'oli bwerere.
He sees you naked.
Kubanga ogwo si mubiri gwa ddala.
That's not the real body.
Ekyo kiwani.
That is a fake body. It's like a flower every time it's
drying
up. The real body has to come from heaven.
When surprises
you are a spirit clothed in a very weak body, yet you are everlasting.
Bible Corinthians
2 Corinthians chapter 4, that the outer person though is finishing wearing out, but the inner person is renewed. The spirit was made and could renew itself. It cannot get old. That's why not all person accepts have gotten old.
In
first see they cannot handle everything. You find the
one
person it was Ezekiel, they are holding it, handling a jerrycan. They are strong. Inside they feel they are strong and a youth. But this body, they want to stand straight, but the back is bent. It cut them off. If you dare tell them that you old woman or man, what? Who do you abuse people?
Well,
they can't accept their old. There's no spirit which gets old.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the Lord Jesus advises us
to
wash our eyes with the milk.
Revelation 3,
verse
18. Olioko gagawale, nengo yenjeru, olioko yambale, eren sonyizo wererebo, ziremo kulabika.
You hear very clear. There is a body from heaven.
It's
made of too close to 12 stones. It has even gold. When you read Song of Songs 5, from verses 10, and you finish with
21,
explain you how you appear when you're clothed with a body from heaven. It's a very glorious body. It has a company of clothing within itself.
And
when we left this body, and you get aside, you see the body you are like an angel. You are shining clothing alone. That's why there are films they show.
Others
have left their body, but then the clothing is just as they have been. Don't you watch those films?
You
can't leave this body and you remain in the clothing you've been in. And he's sure the one was clothing the tight panty. They have come out, they have clothed the tight steel.
They are not born again
and they have a bone which is like a bag of,
yes,
of bones.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ekirala kye bakusaba kiri kimu.
Kubikulirwa esula eyokusatu onyolwe 18.
Revelation 3 verse 18.
Neddagala eryokusiga ku maaso go. Olyoko olabe.
Ate abantu balaba.
Do people see still?
Kubanga nekyotunuliddeko si ye yo.
Even what you look at is not that.
Runolira kwa ku
neighbor. Look at your neighbor.
Gorozo yogora
wa yeye. You think the one you see is the one?
Bible says
what is seen is just for a moment.
But
what is unseen
is forever.
There is the one in there.
You've
never seen him.
He
is looking like this. That one is everlasting. When we search out who we take back to heaven, we look for that one. Let me tell you all
you,
is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. To
look
for the kingdom of God. To look for the body.
Yes,
they are hidden in the body we are looking for.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
some of you have become
aware
to measure people. You think the one inside is of what?
Wazabu.
Is he of gold? Is of what? Why do you think? Jesus bought your spirit, not your body. If he buys the spirit, even its clothing, he's bought it. That is the body of it.
Say,
honor me in your spirit and in your body.
You
didn't buy this body. Don't expect Jesus died for your body. No. He died for your spirit. For it was what was going in the hell and the lake of fire. He bought you with the price of his blood. Already you had been sold to destruction.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now buy ointment of the eyes. And you put on your eyes to see clear. What do we put on our eyes? You read in 1 Peter. And you read of the milk of the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses
1
to
3.
If you want to know that the milk of the word of God washes our eyes, Song of Songs 5 will explain that.
That
eyes are clear and they are washed like of milk. The milk of the word washes away every darkness we've been having.
And
we begin to see who are we really. We separate the body from the spirits. And when you get back there, tell your people you're not the body. This is the clothing we've just clothed. And you have to think of yourself. You are for everlasting. But the rest of your life you have to spend it where? The life of this world finishes. But there are two places to live in forever. There is heaven and the lake of fire. Where are you going to be?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now you also prove them these scriptures like Job 10. And the Holy Spirit proves that we are just covered. We are covered with this flesh.
As
we are brought in the wombs of our mothers. I want to summarize that word.
Yobu esura ya kumi, utandikira kunyoro mnana.
Job 10, starting from verse 8.
Emikono jo jeja mumba, jeja nkola. Wamu erui nerui, na ye onzikiriza. Nkwega ilide, jukiranga wamu mumba angetaka. Ero linzi sana temu mfufu. Tonzi tuludenga amata.
Aga manti omuvili katioro kubanti. Process ye
because the process of the ground we got from it. He made it in one person. Now all ingredients giving us the body. He put them within milk.
Si agama mama oba
not the milk of your mother or of the goat.
Amata.
The milk.
Ejiri omukazi neri omusajja kale.
The egg of the woman and the man.
Vanga adu agero ga wama.
For those who say, okay,
tugenda tufuna amata g'embuzi.
Go get milk of the goat.
Yatutulanga machi.
He poured us.
Omubiri gwaffe yakukulanga amata.
Body poured it like milk.
Ankubulira chinto echira.
Let me tell another thing.
Bible is a fezimo zigaenda kulongosebwa.
Some of our Bibles we are to correct them.
Tugambe.
We say.
Omubiri gwange wakutulanga amata.
My body you poured it like milk.
Yatugenda gamba wanzi tulanga amata.
You should say you poured me like milk.
Kubanga sentence iyo jegwayo ansega.
The end of the sentence.
Nombikako amagumba.
Covered me.
No mubiri.
Bones.
No
and flesh.
Yeah.
And skin.
Kakata ate onzi turudenga amata.
How you poured me like milk.
Umbiri kwangu wakuturanga amata.
My body you poured it like milk is what comes out clear.
Gari inga amata.
It was like milk.
Wadona biyo kujiri omukazi.
Have you seen of the egg of a woman?
Ibe ranga liye yao tenite gerika.
It's there.
Jiri inga matama kwafu.
It's milkish.
Nejiri omusajja bwe.
Even one of the man is like that.
Wajo ini inga.
When they join it. The man, woman, he makes bones from that.
And
flesh and skin, it covers you.
You
don't know yourself a long time back.
They
never knew themselves well. Because now we
are
we spend time studying.
But
you say, me.
Me,
I preach.
I kasagu.
They are praising the body. They have never known themselves. The day I first got from the body, I first feared myself. You sleep alone, I was not dreaming. I was seated in my sofas on the bed. I saw myself, I'm out of the body. The Holy Spirit first came,
like
clear waters covered my head, and very clear cold water. I first felt sweetness, and I'm like that. I first got hooked over the experience. As I saw myself, they
are
going knock from the roofs down. Up. Two angels, Gabriel and Michael. And
they know
all their past. I say, my God.
Yes.
Am I the same person?
Yes.
I saw I'm the one. And they called me, come. I thought I'm going to stand up like myself. I saw myself getting out of the body.
Holy
Spirit, I tried to get out. I did stand up with my legs. I saw the other standing up with another, and the body is also aside. I looked at this thing.
Life
was very
busy.
It was 2005, around October. And they told me we are going. And we passed through the roofs. And we went.
When
I came back the body, what I passed
was
the hole we passed. And it's not there.
I said,
now I've begun to fall mad. Yet I've not fallen mad. I got explained what is that
word.
After a solid year. And there are many things involved I can't speak now. Angels coming in your body
and protect
it. Heaven, and you feel people calling you on the world. And they have connected you with the body.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So no one song.
Because of that, let's finish Job. Tell us how we covers with flesh and bones.
Yobu esura ya kumi, olunyiririrwa kumi.
Job 10, verses 10.
Omubiri gwange wagutululanga amata. Nonkwasanga amata makalu.
Ouride nti omubiri gwange.
My body.
Wagutululanga amata.
You poured it like milk.
Chitegeza nze sinze mubiri.
It means I'm not the body.
Na yu mubiri gwange.
But my body.
Wanyambaza ediba no mubiri. Era wagatta wamu n'amagumba ne wangatta wamu n'amagumba n'ebinywa.
Nti omwoyo gwangu lwokuba gwenga omwoyo.
You as the spirit.
Olina buli kitundu kyonna.
Every part upon you.
Echo mubiri nga bwogule bawa.
Body as you see it appearing.
Bwovamu osobola okwefunza funza n'ofuuka ngesasi.
Get out, you can narrow yourself, you become like a bullet.
Ate bw'omala osobola okuja ebigere naye nga
temisobola
yimirira kutakobera.
Stand on the ground.
Va ku kino kyebanzi jangamu.
Leave alone this
thing.
I saw myself in another body.
Ate bwe natuuke. Walolo banziza mu mubiri gwe bampadde.
That is the put me, the body they have given me.
Nenda bato kusatu.
And I saw as if the third.
Hey.
Hey.
Onomu.
This one, one. Two.
Ani oyo.
Who is this one?
Guri gwe mubiri.
The other is the body.
Ogwa okunsi.
Of the world.
Ono gwe mubiri gwe mugulu.
This one of heaven.
Now, who am
I, but I can't fit on the ground, I'm in a space.
Hey,
this is the real one. This is the pot of heaven. This is one of the one.
I had
all parts of
shining.
I said, God,
I don't
know whether you've understood yourself.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
I saw,
I have hands, but they have powers. And the legs, and out of them come shinings. And I'm like a mirror. And they took me back in the body. The second one of heaven. And they brought me back in the third body I left on the world. I see, what is this connection now? I thought so much without speaking even of that experience.
And I slept,
and I'm like, my
brother,
yet I woke up.
First
thing, I had never read the Bible.
They had
to bring me back in the Bible, show me the things where they are. And I saw an amazing life here.
But
it was hidden from a human being and was put in the world of darkness. The Bible, we don't see the things.
We see
Jesus passes Nazareth.
Yes, we ever
praise Jesus.
Munange nasobola okwetegeera.
I was able to understand myself.
Naye kyali tekisoboka eri omuntu yenna
any human being on this world.
Okujjawo nga Katonda yayambi.
Except when God has helped.
Nali sobola kwemanya nga semanyi.
Never know myself. I didn't know myself.
Nasoka ne neti ya mitendera gyonna nga neti.
That's why I began to fear myself initially.
Yes, we ever
praise Jesus. Now I request you.
Understand,
you are covered with his bones, the flesh, and you as the spirit.
You
can gather yourself and you appear like a small bullet in your brain. When you reach to get out the powers,
your parts,
you can get them out just. And you send them in the legs. And you join yourself in, you fit in it.
Understand
who is the real human being.
Me too,
I thought I'm the one who sees myself in the mirror.
Yet
all was falsehood of the devil. We are very precious people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the clothing we've clothed, we shouldn't hold on this clothing. On the next Thursday, we are going to see whether we became wise or we got foolish. When they took us from the garden. For God spoke. In Genesis chapter
3.
Verse
22.
He spoke like this. Let's read
it.
On Thursday and Friday. We shall look at this.
For
the devil added in proving us that we shall appear like gods. Yet we never became like gods. We didn't become God, rather mocked us.
And
we thought we had become wise, yet we had gotten foolish. Let's prepare. We are to see this on Thursday and Friday. Tuesday we see the skin of the devil on God and his church. Genesis 3 verses 22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omukufe, okumanya ng'obulungi n'obubi.
That
has become like one of us.
To
know the good from the evil.
Yamanya bulungi kyera bubi.
What good and what evil did he realize? Really, man become like God, or he totally got foolish.
Why do
you expect people to say they are the gods of this world?
And
why do you think the pastors say they are equated to God in understanding and wisdom?
Please,
no wisdom we got. The man said,
we
corruptible in mind and we blinded the eyes of understanding.
And
when they taught me this heading,
we use 2 Corinthians 12.
Verses 1 to 3. That important things in the garden of God, which cannot be spoken out. When I read to study the scripture, he said, Paul, what he saw, I told him, don't write them.
Yet
I put them in other scriptures. That one of them is what? I told people they have become like one of us.
But
not good from evil. But they rather got foolish.
There
is no wisdom they got. I told them, why
did
they say such a word to us? And because that is what they wanted. That's why I told them what they wanted to hear. You remember him?
They
had rejected his laws and commandments. He gave them laws which are not good.
He
commands they will never live in them. That is to make you stumble. That we become like God.
But
when he explained, he said, in Jeremiah 4, 21,
he
said we got wisdom to do evil.
So,
you read Jeremiah.
The angel is sad,
topic is brought back now. We are still here. Jeremiah 4:22. When did you become wise even? Even knowing they don't know their gods. They are senseless children. What did we understand? We got wise in doing evil. There is nothing like doing good. We don't know how to do good. We got wise to do evil, let me tell you.
But
we didn't become wise as God had spoken. For God speaks that he doesn't do evil. He only do good things. But he said, if we had rejected his word, what wisdom was within us? He speaks in Jeremiah 8:8-12. If they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them? We found ourselves very foolish. When he came in Romans 3, he said, none of them understands. Now else he has said, we have become like one of them.
He
became nothing.
No
one understands. I was just mocking them. That's what they wanted. We
are
to understand that on Thursday and Friday, as we are in the journey of heaven again. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we see the schemes of the devil
unto
God and his church. Why do we see those schemes? Those schemes the devil put in place that man cannot go home. They can't realize their father in heaven where they are.
No.
Come continue to know those schemes that you will be escaping the enemy, the devil, that you get back to heaven. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being committed. Be committed more in God's word.